Okay. Okay, I'm glad to see people here. Okay. I wanted to continue on the Inyan of Prishus Somach Levesis today. So we said that there are certain times during the month that even though the woman is not a nidah yet, there still has to, there's a chi of Prisha. Because we're afraid she's going to become a nidah at that day. So then we say they should stay away. And we discussed the Gemara Daraisa Darabanan. We discussed So the Brashma writes, we paskin Vestos Darabanan. The whole idea of a Vesis, the Prisha, is only a Din Darabanan. And then we discussed, you know, different Rishonim had different shitas, you know, what's a Daraisa, what's a Darabanan, some of the whole day, before, after, the whole thing we discussed in the past. So we said we're going to do a tshuva from the Noda of Yehuda. Tshuva from the Noda of Yehuda. So, but before we do the tshuva from the Noda of Yehuda is based on a sugya in Gittin on page 16 on Chav Chesam and Aleph. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah, and maybe get v'hinichu zaken ochola. Right? In other words, you have a shliach to give a get. And the Baal, when he gave him the shliach the get, he was already a zaken ochola. So the question is, could he give the get? Or does he have to be choshesh that maybe the Baal was already died? If the Baal died already, then obviously the shlichus is batel. What do you say? Well, when he left him, he was alive, so he has a cheskas chayim, so that should be so he could give it. So that's what the Mishnah says. Maybe get and ichu zokei no chola, no silo becheskas shul chayim. So he can give the get and assume that the husband, the Baal, is alive. Well, is alive. And then the Mishnah continues, Bas Yisrael and Nesu'a L'Kohen V'Halach Ba'ilu L'Din Sayam. A Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen and the husband went to Medina Sayam. So she doesn't know, you know, those days there was no communication. So she could only eat truma because she's married, but maybe the husband died. And if the husband died, she can't eat truma anymore. So no, ochelas betruma becheska shukayim. Okay. So then, the Gemara has a kasha. Uminu in the middle of the page. Hareza kidech sha'achas kodem lemisoso. Somebody says hareza kidech. He says, "Hareza gitech shoachas kodem misosom." That now, before I die, the get should be chal. So the verse says, "Asur lechol truma b'truma biyad." So if she's married, she's a eishes kohen. He gives a get that the get should be chal right before I die. So there's always a chashash that he's gonna die. So then every given second is a chashash that it's shoachas kodem misoso. So based on what we said in the Mishnah, it shouldn't be a problem because it's cheskas chayim. So here it says asur lechol betruma. So what's the chiluk? I thought there's a cheskas chai. So cheskas chai, just like he could give the get, or she can continue eating truma. So why don't you say the same thing over here? The same cheskas chai. So the whole discussion. So look at the bottom line. Rava Omar, the end of the Omar. Rava Omar, famous lines of Rava, famous words of Rava. Shema meis lo chashinan, shema yomus chashinan. that so it depends how, what's the shaila. If the shaila is about looking in the past, in other words, the shaila is about looking in the past. In other words, you appoint the husband went to Medina Sayyam, or the guy is a shliach to give a get. So could he give the get? Does he have to assume that a moment before the guy passed away? So no, because it's cheskes chai. So shema meis, whenever the shaila, the nidon is, what happened a minute ago? What happened an hour ago? Lo chashinan. We're not choishish because we're shtel from the off the chazaka. But shema yomus chashinan. But if it's a question of the future, in other words, in the ketch shachas kodem misasi, the question is he going to die in the next moment? And now it's a shachas kodem, so I have to be done on the future. So whenever you have to be done on the future, right? So then, vaday Rashi says chashin delom. Yeah. So then you have to assume everyone eventually is going to die. So when you're talking about the future, so then the halacha is that you're choshesh, that he's going to die in the future, so maybe the next second is the future. So then we're not being done in the past, we're done in the future. So Mela, if the future is that he's going to die, so then maybe it's now shachas kodem misoso. So that's the yisod. Whenever the shaila is a nidon of the past, so then by the past I can rely on the chazaka. When the nidon is what's going to be in the future, so since this is something that's going to happen in the future, inevitably, even though there's a cheskes chayim, but everyone's going to ultimately die. So then you're choshish that he's going to die, and memela you're choshish that this is shachas kodem misasa. Ad kan the gemara. So the note of Yehuda uses this Gemara to apply to Vestas on page 18. Says in the Yehuda, "V'nekvar noda ukimta de rova m'seches gittin dapchav chesam mit beis." L'shem meis lo chashin, l'shem yomus chashin. L'peish Rashi, l'shem meis u neged hachazaka. L'shem yomus lo marinim hachazaka b'hochi. Right? Because shem yomus is not staring the chazaka, because everyone's going to ultimately die. So the fact is cheskes chai doesn't be soiser the fact that he's going to die. So peish advarim, the adam yesh lo cheskes chayim, k'mosha yechai arata adai chai hu. Right? Aval ein l'adam chazaka shelo yomus. Because the cheskes chai is, if I have to be done, well, did he die yesterday? Did he die an hour ago? So no, you can say, but the question, will he die in the future? No one's going to say, well, a person's never going to die because he has a cheskes chai. So when you're down in the future, you don't say, oh, so he can't die because he has cheskes chai. No. He's going to ultimately, everyone's ultimately going to die. So the fact that there's a cheskes chai that exists doesn't share the fact that that there's a misa going to happen in the future. Shrei vada yomus pam achas lokach b'chol shoa hashin and sheberem zeh yomus shekvar avr hashoa shuv lo hashin and shemekvar meis. Is that poshut? So he says like this. The Noda Behuda. Me'ata gam gabi isha d'chol isha yesh lo cheskes tara achshav hi tora. Because every woman, when she's not a nida, she's tohara. She's cheskes tohara. Now, you don't have to assume that if I want to know, did she become a nida yesterday? So you don't have to be lo chashin shem kvar nitma betumas nida, because it's neged chazaka. But that doesn't mean that since she's a cheskes tohara, she has a chazaka, that she's never going to become a nida. Of course she's going to become a nida. From ein la'isha chazaka shalotira nida achasha she'im zecheska sharei pama achas atzida liros nida, just like shema yomus. So the same idea, the future is never against the chazaka. the past, the chazaka can mivar. If you want to ask a question, what happened yesterday, you can assume that it's still status quo, that he's alive, she's not an Ida, etc. But when you've been done in the future, then they're not. She's not going to be Torah la'olam. So he says, now he says like this. This is the punchline. He says, this chazaka
There are a couple of issues that Vestos are relevant for. One is, say the Vestas passed and she didn't do a bedika, right? So now we're in the morning after. Do we have to be choshesh that she got her period yesterday and the dam fell into the ground? So there we're being done on the past. So whenever you're being done on the past, then there's what to say. She had a cheskas tara. So the mela. That's why there's an opinion that says that Vestos are only the rabbanon. This idea that you have to be choishish, that if she didn't do a bedika and Vestos passed, then maybe she got a period yesterday. That's only chashash the rabbanon. But the concept that during the Vestas, a husband cannot cohabit with his wife, he says, that l'kulei alma is d'oraisa. Why? Because there we're being done on the future. Because any time a husband is cohabiting with his wife, so he's assuming that the next second she's also going to be tahora. Right? Because what lets him... He's cohabiting with her, so what lets him continue? Because he has to assume that he can continue, because he has to assume that the next second she also is going to be tahora. So, in other words, we're not being done on the past; we're being done also on the future. And by being done on the future, that everyone agrees is that the chazaka doesn't. Because just like ultimately everyone's going to die, so then you have to assume this is the shachas. So everyone, and she's going to eventually get her piersanida. So therefore, the fact that the issa to be mishamish mitoso is assuming that she's tohor now, so I can continue. So you're looking towards the future. So that he says shema yomos. So Mamela, that therefore would be an Issa Daraisa. That would be because the whole idea Vestos Daraisa Drabonon is there is, like Rabbi Tov was saying, there is a Chazaka from before that she's Tahora, but now we have some type of Reisa. The question is how strong is the Reisa that we have? So one opinion says that it's not so strong Reisa. So right now she's Cheskas Tahora, she's Tahora. The other opinion says Vestos Doraisa, that she had a Chazaka, but it's a very strong Reisa, so that ruins the Chazaka. But that Nidon is only, we want to know what happens if the Vestas passed and she didn't do Bedika, does she have to assume she's Tameah? But Legabe the future, could they be Mishamish together? So that's being done, because every time you're Mishamish, you're staying in for a certain amount of time, and that's the future also. So in Mela, you have to be assuming that the future is also okay. And when it comes to the future, so just like we say that eventually someone's going to die, so you can't shtel the chazaka for the future. That's why Shachas Kodem Misosi is Aser B'Truma. So too, the Isser to be Mishamish also is Daraisa L'Kulei Alma. And the whole Nidon in the Gemara about Vestos Daraisa, Vestos Darabanan, is only L'Gabi L'Sha'ovar, L'Gabi L'Shaila, if Ovar HaVestos and below Batka, whether you have to assume that she became a Nido or not.
chazaka nechola or a healthy young guy also? But so then the chazaka that she's going to become tamei should apply all month.
Yeah.
If it's by a healthy person also, a normal person, you have no reason to believe.
Right, right, no, no. Right, so that's what Rabbi was saying yesterday. Obviously, you're not going to say, oh, so you always also to be mishamish.
The best thing
right. In other words, you don't say, oh, how could a person ever be mishamish be ishto? How do you ever have tashmish? The answer is she's Torah. Maybe she'll become an eider now, but there's no reisa whatsoever. Has to be some type of reisa. If there's no reisa, then of course you can use the chazak even for the future, or else then you'll never be mishamish mitosa. So that's obviously not the case. Okay, so this is the chiddush of the Noda Behuda. This is the chiddush of the Noda Behuda. Some point out that the Chor of the Rashba disagrees with this, because the Rashba says, we'll see, so in other words, Rashba says the reason why we have kulas by Vestos is because Vestos are only the Rabbanim, and the kulas he's speaking about, as we'll see, are even for the future, of even being Mishami. We'll see in a second. Because there is a, you'll see from the Pashtus, as where people point out from the Rashba, that he doesn't agree with this Noda Behuda. But this is a famous Noda Behuda. Oh, so what does the Rashba say? So first, there is a Gemara we have to take a look at, we didn't see yet. Take a look on page 7. The Samach Beis Amid Beis. Samach Yishuv Ben Levi. Chayev Odom Lifkod Es Ishto B'Sha Shehu Yotzei L'Derech. So the Gemara says that there is a chiyuv for a man to remember his wife before he goes on a trip. So what does that mean? So the simple pshat means that to cohabit with her. In other words, he's leaving on a trip. So he should have tashmish with her before he leaves on this trip. So the Gemara says, we have another. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef lo nitzucha el asamach levesta. So says Rashi. Because even though normally there's an iser by the vessus, by the owner, you also betashmish. But here he's going away. So what do we say? We say that you can forego this iser. In other words, the fact that that he's going away is a matters this iser. In other words, in a normal situation, you're home, she's home, no one's going anywhere, so you shouldn't have tashmish during the owner. But here, she's going away, he's going away, so we matter that, according to Rashi, we matter that iser. So the Rashba in the Torah Habayis says, what's going on over here? You matter this iser? What's going on? So look at the Rashba on page 10. says the Rashi, "Revestos atzman einam dvar Torah el midrayim." Kimo shanu ficha kelim pishus ha'ona yosim pishus ha'nida. So first of all, he says vestos drabbanim. So we're more metal. But nida kol krave asur, right? So all these surim. The ona zol lo asur al tashmish bavad. Which pashtus means only tashmish bavad, and chibuk v'nishuk is mutter, whereas the trumas adeshin is machmir and chibuk v'nishuk also. But then he says va'od hikiluba for the yotzei l'derech shafilim mamish tashmish mutter mishum the mitzvah livgad its ishto b'shan she yotzei l'derech mokum mitzvah lo gozru. So you see, Kor, as some point out, that the Rashba is saying the reason why we have these kulas is because vestas are only the Rabbanan. So you have a kula that it's only tashmish and not shar kreva. And the fact that there's a heter of yotzei l'derech, that yotzei l'derech, this whole iser is suspended. But we matter tashmish according to the Behuda, that's a daraisa. So you should never have been matter that. So you see that the Rashba is not assuming like the Noda Behuda, that even Tashmish is mutter. In meaning, even Tashmish normally is only an Issa Drabon. And B'yotzel Aderech, they didn't make this Issa Drabon. But according to the, we'll see. Now, the Rashi's Pshat is not the only Pshat in that Gemara of Chayav Adam Lefkodes Ishto. But the way the Rashba is bringing down Rashi's Pshat, that it's that it means Tashmish. So since it means Tashmish, so the Rashba says, how will we matter this? So he says, because this is a Tashmish, only Drabbanim. So we can be matter it. But according to Nabi Yudah, this Tashmish is never only Drabbanim by an Oros, always the Raisa. So you see that that the Rashba didn't subscribe to the Nabi Yudah's idea. Okay, that's, you know, and he holds...
You know, Nabi Yudah has to explain the Gemara according to Rashi also.
Yeah. Right, so let's see. Yeah, so let's see what how you learn the Gemara now. So there are different ways that you can understand this this Gemara. The simple way, according to Rashi, the very simple way is that there's an Issa Tashmish and now we're not Issa Tashmish. So Tosfos says, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Omer Rabbeinu Tam on page 7 again, Samach Beis Amud Beis. The Pekidu Zu Eina Tashmish El Kshurotza Lotzes L'derech Im Hurochach Mimena Lo Yetze L'derech El Ken Yoshub Eileha Viv Kedena. The person wants to go in the derech, so he shouldn't just leave. He has to go back home and be poke at his wife. O betashmish, o b'shar devarim, yidabra liba. It was either tashmish or other, you know, affectionate speech. So he says we're not going to be mad to the. So some of the girsa lo nitzuchal ishto nida, that she's mamish nida. But he still should come home and speak to her or whatever before he leaves. Nothing to do with this, that there's a kula of. Of Samach Levesta that we some have the girsa lo nistuchal lo ishto nida. But he still should come home before he leaves and speak to her, whatever, and then go on the way. So not everyone, all the way Tosis calls some Rishonim, that the Gemara is not necessarily even saying that there's a kula of that. And then the other Rishonim, the Nimuke Yosef here on page 8 says, whereas the question is, if his wife is an Ida, so he should wait a little bit, so she should go to the mikveh before he leaves. So the question is, how long is he mechuyev to postpone his trip? He has to go on some trip. So he says, Ona, there's one more day, one more night he should wait over. And then he's... So he should wait till she's metayer. And that's only Dvar Shus, Dvar Mitzvah, Pidyon Shvuyim, Einu Chayim L'Shtarach, Eva Shpil Sha'achas. That's only Dvar Shus, the Gemara says. Versus how do you mean with Dvar Shus, Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. So, but again, that the way he's learning is just a question of not being matter. This whole idea is that Chayav Adam Lufkoriso Chorim Shuyotzo L'Derech means he should be together with his wife before he leaves, so therefore he should wait till she goes to the mikveh. Now, if she's holding by the third day, the fourth day, so she still has to wait 3 more days, he's not mechuyev to do that. But if it's only a question, wait, you're supposed to go today, and tonight she's going to the mikveh, so wait till tonight to be with her and then leave on the trip. And Rashi's the one he quotes who says this other pshat. Yeah.
How do you reconcile that with Rabbi Yosef saying, "Well, Mitzrucha el Asama for the rest"?
Well,
actually,
well, again, the question was, what's the girsa?
Ah.
There's different girsos here. There was the other girsa is, "Lo Mitzrucha el Ishtonida." So what does that mean? Ishtonida, like Rabbi Tam says, and then you go home to speak to her before you leave? Or lo shnishtocha ishtonida, that you have to wait till she goes to the mikveh? Or lo nitzucha l'samach l'vesta, that... So, according to many Rishonim, the whole kula, you know, was never said. Now... So, I don't know, was asking the view that with Rashi, I don't know, another view that with Rashi, then in other words, the Rashi, you know, if he's going to, you know, has to answer for Rashi, well, let's see first for 1 second. Let's see for a second. We have the Shulchan Aruch here. This is from the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay. wrote down. Second, love. Base. You have a shofar?
Is it looking for the Yotel
Derek?
Yeah. Page
23. 23? Okay. Thank you. All right. Page 23. Okay, and then the tour you get. Okay. Abom la derech. Yeah, he's going to get a shulchan aruch. Okay. Yeah, the tour here has it on page 23 in Kuf Pei Daled. And then the Beis Yosef quotes the various sheetahs of the Rishonim. I just want to read it from the Shulchan Aruch directly. Of this din. Thank you. Here, okay. Kufay dal yud. Harotzel lotzeis laderech tzorach livkod ishto afilu somach levesta. Right, so that's the mechaber, and the Ramos says afilu b'tash mishari. That's the Rashi. Then he quotes the Nimuk Yosef. So in Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Rashi's sheet is quoted, but then the other sheets are also quoted. So Rabbi Talpa was saying, well, what is an early Behuda going to say about Rashi? So is he going to say, you know, that's not the Iker Halacha like Rashi, or is he mechuyev to say something for Rashi that. That, in other words, is he going to say that not like the Rashba? In other words, he's clearly against the Rashba. Because the Rashba is only willing to explain Shitas Rashi because it's the Rabbana. You want to say it's the Raisa and Afopike we make it? So that's a little harder. But there are all these other Shitas, so maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that. If you take a look in the supplement, just for a second here, Rav Abadi has a tshuva here on page 14 in the supplement that he thinks that this halacha is not nogeh b'zman hazeh. He thinks that Anias died to call a dinner Zekiman Ainu Nogab is about a Zel, calls a Lunem, and was born of Doom, and shall call a Drachmi, and cast a Sakhana, and I don't know who Mato Yoshi. Yeah, he thought that it only applies to Zman Chazal, where someone went on the Derech, he didn't know whether he was ever going to come back, you know. It's not like a person goes, a husband has a, you know, husbands will go on business trips all the time, they go out of town. So, and you have a cell phone, and you know exactly when he's landing, and he calls you from the second he gets off the plane. You know, not the second he gets off, but the second the plane lands, when they permit the cell phones, they're ready on the phone. And the second before, and the second after. So, Ravadi told me he thought both halachas. He thought like this. He thought that there's no chiyuv tashmish necessarily, even if she's not a nida, that halacha, whether they want to do it or something else, but mitzad this halacha, he didn't think that there's a chiyuv, and he didn't think certainly not to be docha an iser, because he thought that that only really applied bizman chazal, when those days of even the time of the Shulchan Aruch, when you know a derech was a derech, you know.
Which shot in that thing called?
What?
Which shot within that thing called? Barring today's technology and this kind of whatever, what's the basic pshat in the sugyas?
Meaning, the sugya was talking about it, you know, when you left and then. What
is lifkod?
Oh, so lifkod is the different shitas of lifkod, you know. But even if you want to say the most cool dikashita of lifkod, say of Rashi, that he's matir, mamish, and isser, according to Rashi, which we do have a day in Shulchan Aruch that subscribes to that shita, even though it's not the only derech. But Rav Abadi told me he didn't think, he has a tshuva here, but he told me he didn't think that a person could be makel b'zman hazeh. Like a simple shayla, this is the wife's onus havesis, and the husband's going on a business trip, so could they have tashmish, that the owner, because by the time that he's going to go on the trip and the owner's over, it's already, he's gone. So he didn't think besides the fact that there's all these other shitas that say that, but he, in other words, it sounds in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, that it's a chumra. In other words, we call makom ha-machmish, a lulufkoch, the rat with the very ritzoy, tovah lov bracha. So he thought that's more than just tovah lov bracha, not to be makel, but it's midina, that this din shouldn't apply with bisman of the mitzias of today. And it works both ways, everybody told me. He thought that he doesn't have the chiyuv even if she's not an ida b'chlal. Again, what they want to do for their own shalom bias is their own story. You know, and also that certainly wouldn't be doche the isser.
What do you say, even for the Mugi Yosef
shot? Yeah, I mean, in other words, was there an inyan to... waiting. I don't know. We never spoke about that permutation of the shayla. You know.
She wants him to wait. He says, "I don't want to."
Right.
Says,
right. I don't want to put words into. You know, it's mustabra to say that the whole thing that he would think the whole thing. Though that's what I would guess, but I don't want to put words into his mouth unless I heard it directly.
It also is Ravari Machalik between, even though you're right that we have communication now, but let's say, is there an afkamina how long he's going away? Let's say there's communication, but he's going away for 6 months.
6 months, yeah.
So, yeah. You can say, hey, I'll talk, but they can't obviously be together for 6 months.
Right.
Supposed to, you know,
But I also never heard that chiluk either. I could hear what you just swore, but I could also hear the other way as well.
Those right here. Between
that
and that, probably.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like it.
Meaning, not to be mechalik.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Then I always say over. From the Maggid of Mezrich, and I always say over that. Magid Mezrich. There's some Hasidic word here. So there's a word on page 9. The Bnei Soscha quotes it. It's not a class in Hasidic thought, but once we have this Indian. No, there's a famous Gemara in Yuman, Daf Nun Dalet, where it says in Nun Dalet Midbeis that in the time of the Churban, the Goyim went in and they saw the Kruvim were hugging each other. Nundal Amid Beis. So the Goyim said, what are these Jews? They pretend they're so holy. And look, they have like a profanity in their like most holiest place. They have this, idea of two people hugging each other, like a profanity in the Kodesh Kodashim. Him he's Iluha Kira Ervasa, right? So the Rishonim already asked, the Ritva asked Akasha, but the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Sarites, that Bisman She Yisrael Osim Ritzono Shal Mokom, then the Kruvim are looking at each other, embracing each other, looking at each other. And when they're not Osim Ritzono Shal Mokom, so miraculously the Kruvim, because one Kruv, the way some learn, is represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam are on good terms, we're doing good. So then the two Kruvim are looking at each other, things are good. But we're not good, on good terms, we're not doing so well, so then we're looking opposite directions, right? So that's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra Tzadites. So the Ritva asked the Kasha, in that Gemara in Yuma, the Ritva in Yuma, but here there was the Zman Churban. So Zman Churban, they shouldn't be embracing, based on that Gemara Bava Basra, they should be looking away at each other. Kasha. So you know what the Ritva answers? No, that was part of the punishment. The part of the punishment is that the goyim should mock us, that we have such a thing. So Yinachanami really should be looking away, but part of the punishment was that Hashem wanted them to mock us, that we pretend we're so holy, and yet we have a, you know, what looks like a profanity in the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Maggid of Mezrich, of Dov Be'er, of Mezrich, says a different word. He says, "The chayav amdam lifkod es ishto b'shoy siyotzel aderech." So the male here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like parting ways with us. So going off, you know, his Lashkin is leaving everything. So this is our last embrace before the Shechina leaves. So that's what this Gemara was about, of chayav amdam. And you can give a drasha based on that, or whatever. I think Rav Shechter once on he wrote something once, an idea to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves Klal Yisrael totally, or something like that. Okay, whatever it may be, but that's just the derech agav here.
Therefore, Rabbi Sheni, there's no nisim
In the Bayis Sheni, there was five things that were lacking.
But in general,
yeah, it doesn't mean there was nothing. Five things were lacking. Okay, so that's the Nodav Yehuda we did, and we did the Rashba and the Gemara. Okay, so a couple more things. One thing that we have to discuss is, so we said there are two types of Vesas. There's a Vesas Yom and there's a Vesas Laila. So what is Yom? When is Yom for these halakhas? So there are two possibilities. Either Yom is Alos HaShachar, because al pidin, that's when Yom starts. Alos HaShachar. We have a din that midrabbana, we wait till Netzach Hama. If you have a kid, you don't do a bris milah from Alos HaShachar. You wait till Netzach Hama. Because we're afraid, Rashi in Megillah, Daf Chav, says we're afraid that the Drabbanan was, you're afraid if you do it Alos HaShachar, maybe you made a mistake and you're ending up doing it at night. So you wait till Netzach Hama, you could see the sun already, so there's no mistake. The sun is already up. You could see the ball of the sun above the horizon. So it's Netzach Hama. So Pashtus is that Netzach Hama is a din d'rabbanan. One of the Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzei Shiurim was discussing, Rav Shechter said over, it's in the Sefer I think as well, that by Pesach Sheni is a din of if you're Mokom Rachok. Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, so you bring a Pesach Sheni, so you're a certain amount of meals. You can't get there within 6 hours from Yerushalayim. So some Yerushalayim learn, it means as of Chatzos, you're 6 hours away, so you won't be able to get there by Shkia. That's already Malkum Ruah. But the Rambam says no, it's, you're 6 hours away as of the morning. And he uses the word Netzachama. So you see there, so that was Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzachir, that sometimes Netzachama could be a Din D'Oraisa. As you see that his Koveya, what Mokum Rochok is, based on the Zman of Netzachama. And Netzachama has a Toikif of a D'Oraisa, the Gabi certain halachas, maybe for this Din. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva to Rav Nota Greenblatt, in Hilchas Mezuzah, which is Hilchas Mezuzah, he has a zog in that tshuva where he writes also the same thing that Rav Soloveitchik said, that Netzachama could be a din d'oraisa, because he's done. How come the Korban Tomid was always brought in the Beis Hamikdash every day before Netzachama, and the Korban Tomid is supposed to be brought in the daytime? So that means that every day they brought the Korban Tomid b'di'evet, b'chora, because it's only b'di'evet to do with mitzvah bayom to do it before. So that's where Moshe says, yeah, sometimes they were noheg the chatchila to do like the b'di'evet. Most probably, maybe Rav Moshe writes that, you know, the simple pshat could be Rav Moshe says it there, is that, you know, you're very limited in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to do everything between Tamish HaShachar and Tamish HaBein Arbaim, so you got to get it all in. So you got to get a head start to start, you know, start early. So Rav Moshe, that tshuva also says that even though it's a daraisa, yet they were still makel to do it. Even though Nates he thinks it's not just a din of a chashash, that if you're going to wait till Nates, if you're not going to wait till Nates, you might do it in the night. No, Nates is a real din, a din d'oraisa, that it's, you know, Yom Gomer, what they call, whatever, Yom Gomer. And Afal Pekin, they were makel. So that's the famous psak of the Pri Chodesh, which I rely on. And the Stipler was into it, and this, that you can daven l'chatchila da'shachris. This comes up if you daven in the 6:30 minyan or something, that you, because sometimes in the year that's before Netzachama. So are you allowed to daven l'chatchila before Netzachama? Because usually a mitzvah that you're supposed to do in the daytime, you have to wait till Netzachama. So the Prichadut says, yeah, but Tefillah is connected to the Korban, and the Korban they always did before. So why can't you daven before? So that's the Prichadut's psak, and the Pri Yitzchak likes it, and the Stipler has it. So there's a lot, and not everyone agrees with it. Not everyone agrees. I follow that psak, except for two times in the year, Sukkot and Chanukah. Because the keter, the Pri Chodesh, is only for Shachris, it's not for Lulav. Understand? So, in other words, if you're already davening, so you're not going to take Lulav, and everyone else is, so, you know, or for Halal and Hanukkah, right? So, so Halal and Hanukkah, you want to say it later, you know, you say it later, but Lulav is very nicker. What are you going to, everyone's saying, benching Lulav, saying Halal, and you're not taking your Lulav yet because you don't want to be Yotzi yet before Netzachama. So then I try to dive in a later minion that will make sure that the Lulav will be taken after Netzachama, because the whole heter of the Pri Chodesh is only by Tefillah. It's not by this. Okay. Well, so what about Vestos? What is the Zman for Vestos? So the Vestos Yom means, if she got a period last month in the daytime, then you perish in the daytime. If night, except for the Orzarua. But you want to know what's the Ikra Din. So say she got a period between Alos and Nates. So now for next month, is she perish at night or is she perish in the day? So there's discussion in the poskim about this. The Chava, you see, the Shulchan Aruch in the din of Vestos, always speaks about Netzach Amah. Shulchan Aruch always speaks about Netzach Amah. Technically, it's Hey Netzach Amah, right? That's why I once told Rabbi Cohen, Yitzchak Cohen, when we talk about Netzach Amah, he said, oh, there's a whole piece in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So he said, they got up the Nun? He said, no, but it's on the Hey. Okay, like and he quotes the pasuk, Hey Netzu Harimonim, you know, like it sprouts up. You know. So the yeah, look on page 27. So it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Netzach Amah as the time. That anything before Netz is Laila for these purposes, and anything after Netz is Yom. And Sivdal is in Rebbe Yehuda's Netzach Amah, lo kimon shapir kodem aneto hacharav ena asura elo b'yom. Right. In other words, that's another halacha that by Vestos, since we assume Vestos the Rabbanon, if you're not sure, you always say the later time, because the later time is a kula. Because the later time most probably shall have a period then anyway. So to always push off the vessels is a kula. So if you're not sure, did she see before Nates or after Nates? So assume it was after Nates, and it'll be a vessels young. So and that's what the Shach writes in Yud Gimel. Eina Asur El Bayom came in the vessels the Rabbanon. Have they suffered the Rabbanon Lekula? And Lekula is always to say later. Always to say later. So the Chavis Das is the one that popularized this idea. Do you have it here? And he's the one. One second. You have it? Did I put it in this packet? The other packet? What? I didn't put it in the packet. I didn't put it in the packet. Okay, my pshir. How could I not put it in the packet? Did I even put it in a supplement? Or maybe I once made a supplement or a supplement of the supplement. Okay, but you look at the Chavis Das, and that's if. So he's the Chavis Das writes that's the halacha. That Netzach Amah is the cutoff point, and that became like the popular psak. That Netzach Amah. So if she saw before Netz, it's a night festus for next month. So after Netz, no. Now this is Now, before we're going to see the Sidrei Tara, there is a shita quoted of Avi Asaf. It's quoted in the Hagos Maimoni and other places that says that Vestos are based on a Shir Kavua of what it is of a middle of the road day in the middle of the year from 6 to 7. From 6 to 6. So it doesn't matter. Anytime it's from 6 to 6, that's Yom. Even though at this time of the year it might be Lila. But it's always 6 to 6. We don't usually assume like that. Yeah, via Saf, let me show you inside. Shach quotes it also. What page? Anyone help me?
21.
Good. Yeah. In the Beis Yosef, you're on page 21 on the right. Paragraph, Kosvu Hagos Maimonis, B'Shem Avi Asaf. Kama ona yom alayla biyom nisan v'tishrei. Chatzim v'chatzim alayla biyom v'tomis. Nirash atamu shem d'mashra leil d'shir ona havi yud bei shaw smish. Shaw shem chavdal biyom alayla. So it's the concept of the ona is based on so it's always from 6 to 6. It's always from 6 to 7. And that's the Rav Yom. And then as he writes on the bottom, V'yasaf is the Rav Yom, and then the Chuvas Mari Mintz, V'yasaf Chumas or Zarua, is also B'shem Rav Yom. Shitas V'yasaf Shneim, Mipia Rav Yom Yotsu. Both of them according to the Ravon. So look now in the, but we don't assume like that. I don't think we give that too much weight. So the Shita's a poskim back in the Sidrei Tara now in the supplement. The leislahu hada viasaf shekasafti lamala tzarich lomar ateva hayishu b'ves the talim amalach Hashem is b'zichosa la'aretz o b'shkiyosa. Fu dover tamu ashal umatzinu shum zeicher mizeh b'shum sefer. He says, if you're arguing, so it's totally on the coming of the sun. So he's saying, if you argue with the Aviyasaf, so Aviyasaf is saying that Yom is 6 to 6, no matter what. So if you argue, so you could say the Pshat is, because Vestos has to do with the sun. Many say it has to do with the moon. But it has to do with one of these Moros, Sagdolim, whatever, is affecting the woman in a certain way. So that's why, even though Al Pidin, Yom is from Alos HaShachar, but it's the sun that had his hashpa on the lady to cause her to be Pirsanida. So therefore, if that's the way it happened with her, so it's a Yom thing, so it's totally in the Netzachama. But he says he doesn't think that's Mustaber. And he says, Adraba, call poskim sasim kosher sha'ona hu yom v'layla. The Rambam uses a lashon perek yisrael bi kasha b'zeh haloshon chayni me'adak l'urot b'shei shos hasul shan asher tizrach ha-shemesh mashmoz nami nechsha v'layla drichas ha-shemesh hu dover tabua. So he thinks it's tamua. Rav Abadi writes that the Sefer, if you look at the Sefer HaEshkol, you'll see that the Sefer HaEshkol seems to write that it's Alos HaShachar. But I thought I xeroxed it. Maybe I made a separate thing of it. Here, take a look on page 3. So, Rav Abadi is against the Chavos Das. He holds that Avestis Yom should be Tolei and Alos HaShachar. He writes in Dalit on page 3 in the supplement. Hayom is Chalek L'shtei Onos Yom V'Olos Laila. Kavos Deh B'Yom Choshes B'Yom Davka. Kavos B'Laila Choshes B'Laila. Onos Yom Hu Me Alos HaShachar Atzei Sekochovim. So he writes in the footnote 13, he says, he thinks that, you know, even though you use the word Netzachama, He doesn't think it means literally Neitzachama as opposed to. Okay, so yeah, he just means the beginning of the day. And then he says Tanya de Masayelon is the Baal HaEshkol. You look at the Eshkol in the Sefer Eshkol, page 77. He writes Beferish. And then he quotes the Sidrei Tara that we just saw, which also seemed to say that he doesn't like this idea about the sun, that has to do anything with the sun. And then the Aruch HaShulchan also, the Aruch HaShulchan on page 2 also writes, he says, Da sheyesh lahavin ma demargel bloshon hashas apostim min yinavesto kodem anetz lachar anetz hakaim ulam l'chol advar mikri yom me'amud hashachar. So he writes, Aruch lomar mishum deriyas haveses tole b'achama aval imkein havalei lomar magam b'erev kodem shkiyah sachama lach hashkiyah v'okei in kosko. So he says, yesh mishomer de b'emes kavanos apostim al kodem hashkiyah kavos das. That's the Chavos Das. Well, Mashma came. Chol Masechus Nida, Shomer Shabbos Ben Shmos, and Mamish Kodem Alayla. Yeah. So he says it's not so pashut. So he says, "Dina yesh lahachmir mishnei hatzdadim." So he's very machmir. He says she should be machmir both ways. Meaning, if she sees between alos and neitz, or between shki and tseis, to treat it both as a day and a night. So it's usually not makubal to be machmir. The more makubal way is the chavos das, is that it's neitz and shki. That became the more makubal. Even though Rav Abadi is of the opinion that it's not that way. So,
you have states of Chama also?
Yeah, Rav Abadi says
from
a lost old taste is Yom, right?
And Pinhas Shmoshas.
Right, Pinhas Shmoshas.
Hold it, taste of Pinhas Shmoshas should be Yom, no? Or am I going to say, like,
I don't know Yom. Yeah. He writes from all those little says is Yom. But you say that if it's.
Last time he said, "You rest as long as there, on the Sukhna Khosh, La, he owns
Kaima." The Shachs, that's what it is, that Benish Moshe
is
the same Safi in Judah, like
Vaila. Right, it should be Mako. So you can always go cool, so therefore you can treat it like
Lila.
Like Lila.
Okay. But he says, but he's the last line.
Could be, what are you saying?
He said it in benchmark should be Choshesh, like Lila.
In Rossab is Banazer, her owner should speak of Choshloh here. Second, Shakia says, can we be in a Shmosh? In Rossab is Banazer, her owner should speak of Choshloh here. Owner is Lila. Yeah, oh. So he writes it, yeah. Like the Shach, right? He writes that if she sees it, Ben Ashmashos, then you go on a slime. So that's what you're saying, the Shach, because there's a suffix, in Dal, the last line of Dal on page 3.
Okay. Even though it's probably the couple, it's probably a Chumru.
Right, because the time that they would
they'd rather
have it beyond.
They'd rather have it on a slime.
Right, because it's more
easier.
Right. Right. We'll discuss when we discuss in Yonim of Ishus and intimacy, this whole question about being intimate during the daytime. So, different opinions, some say not to, some say, but l'chor, the simple pshat in these halachas is that if Yol Vestos is only a din in Tashmish, And they're saying the Vestas Yom versus Laila, so that means that during the Vestas Asr, vice versa, during the rest of the time, it would be Mutter. to be mishamish bayom. You know, the Gemara has mafil talisa. Okay, we'll deal with that in a future shir. Okay, so most people hold that it's from, but you know, but there's what to rely on. You know, I guess in different situations, everybody thought that it's that, and the Sidre Tara also wasn't so sure. Now Hashulchan is you know, is a big chumra to, you know, to be machmir on both ends of the thing. Okay, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalet, page 19. Kas Heisen Nechbeis B'machle. Say a woman is hiding in the cave. She's hiding. If they pack and they give her vesta, ain't a choshesh as well. So she doesn't have to be choshesh, because the Gemara says that charadim is halakas as adamim. That sometimes fear will stop the period from coming. Agav yesh amim davke im over havesis lo batka v'lo yisha tahor v'lo bedika v'lo chatchi v'lo tzvicha bedika. And the Rashba, the Shach quotes the Rashba, tafilu chatchila ein choshesh lo. Even chatchila you can rely on this. And others say, no, only rely on this with the evidence if you didn't check and the vest is passed. Because you have a din in Zion, in the year Vesta be made Bura, Shehuba Ubra, you shall know that Havlad, a few maize of Lad, ain't a Torah lived for Shomach Vesta. Zion. There was a. But a woman's pregnant, so if it's already 3 months pregnant, so she doesn't have to keep the vestas anymore. Rabbi Willig, I remember, he reminded me whenever, he said over many years ago when we were learning Nida, that a smicha student once erroneously learned Siv Zion incorrectly. And the smicha student thought that what the Mechaber is saying, that we may bura ein tzarich lifrosh, means that even if she's anida, even if she bled, you don't have to be purish, which is obviously not what he means. He means that if she's not anida and you have a vesas, then you don't have to be purish. She's anida. She became anida. She can become anida during pregnancy. Usually, in a normal situation, it shouldn't happen, but it does happen that she bleeds during, and then she's a regular anida. You know, so it's not a, so, you know, it was, so this smicha student read it incorrectly, that ain't sarach lifros samach levesta, meaning that, but obviously, if you know what it's talking about, it doesn't mean that. It means that. But so we'll talk about this. See, usually she's not going to get her period anyway. So after the first month, there's no vessels anymore in the second month because there's nothing to fall back on the first month if she doesn't have. But say she did bleed in the first. So but after 3 months, she's muchsach that she's not going to see, and therefore there's no. She doesn't have to keep any vessels anymore. Because you see from that halacha, the post can point out that. That if there's something that's holding back the period, that's muchzach not to see, so then that trumps the whole concept of vestas. And that's, and the Rashba has this whole piece on page 18, where he says that, you know, the Gemara Charadim, he quotes that Gemara, the Charadim Salekes es Adonim, yeah, it's a Gemara here on page 15, 14, 15. and needed of Tesem Ralph. Is there a concept of Vestos be made Bura? So the Gemara says, I'm related to Surah, May Omer, Hoysa be Machve, Yesh as Vessel, O Botka, Torsha, Harada, Misalekas as Adamim. The Harada, the fear, is Misalekas as Adamim. That's broad la halacha. And the Torah quotes the different opinions here, right on page 16. The Torah says, "Isha shehaisam nichbeis b'machvim nepachad v'yigiyah vesta chosheshes lo." Filo hayom vestas kavua. But over hayom, the lo batka muteris. So he learns that it's only a din. In other words, l'chatchili, you have to do the bedika. You have to be choshesh. But if you over hayom lo batka. So then you can rely on Harada Masalekas as Adamim. And the Rashba disagreed. And even the Rashba here on page 18, and even Lechatchila in Tzricha Bedika, the Rashba says. He says, even though the Gemara speaks about a Bedievit, Lo Botka, Lav Davka Lo Botka, Mitanya, but. So the Shulchan Aruch has the two opinions here. The Mechaber quotes the Rashba, Ein Chashash Shlo, and the Ramah says, quotes the Tor. Oh, so what is this Nogel in Yanenu? So there's a Tshuva of the Radvaz on page 20. Radvaz says, see, these are the original birth, you know, pills. So they didn't have pills like we have today. She had some mashke, and the mashke could push off the period. So if she's taking those mashkes, does she have to keep the and it's time of the vessels? So do we say, it's time of the Vessus, so she's, Asura? No, but the whole idea of Vessus is Shematira. But here, she's drinking this thing. So it should be, maybe you don't have to be Choshish for the Vessus. So he writes, Mistabrily, on the left column, the Mutu Lavola, Chadin Ikus Lavola, Nishtu Samach Vessus, Lavim Natar Midrabonim. It's only a Dindrabonim. The whole thing is only midrabanan. But here it's you're taking the mashke. Yesh lichmachalav. So that's what the Radva says.
Not like the Noda
Bihuna. Right. So this Radvaz, the Poskim quote, that Bezman HaZeh, that when people are taking birth control pills, right? So the birth control pill is controlling when the period is, not the day, you know, a particular day or a particular thing. So Pashtus is, many Poskim say, that she doesn't have to keep, whatever the Vestos, we spoke about the Vestos HaChodesh and there are others, whatever they are, you don't have to keep it. Because just like the Radvaz says, when you're drinking the mashke, that's holding back the period, so then she's Mesulekas Adamim. So too over here. And then he quotes here, the Nishmas Avram. He quotes the Shuvas Radvaz. And you have to see that it says that if it's holding back, so that should be the similar type of idea. So that's how many poskim say that the that pills of today is Mogara from the Mashke of the Radvaz. Same as Manenish, Abodach Manusa, Shekhadurim, Vade Makim Mesavesas, he writes, page 22, in the Nishmas Avraham in the bottom, four lines from the bottom, Stavre Yesh Lishmach, Zolahate Afilu Bona Smuchu Vesas. That's what I, you know, usually tell people, that they could rely on the pills. But then they have to keep a vestus based on the pill. In other words, usually a woman takes an active pill, and she gets off the active pill, she takes the placebo pill, and then she bleeds, whatever day she bleeds on the placebo pill, that's the day she'll have to abstain the next month. Not day 30, and not day this day, you know, particular... Yeah, particular days. Okay. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes on page 25. He says, Tshuva's Kneska of the Ira Leil Tvila Mikesem Samuch Levesta. The Halel Tefila is on the owner, but it was only a kesem, so maybe there's room to be mekel. But the Tshuva's give a shul argues in him. So the question is there any coolers?
Is the Leil Tefila is pulling out some of the vestas?
Yeah. Right, in other words, a woman, say, normally gets a period at a certain time, then there's a fluke, she got it in the middle. So she still has, say, a vestas kavua from when she normally sees, and now, you know, you know, it's not the normal, but so he quotes here the Pesachei Tshuvos, page 26. He has this discussion. Yeah, but Lemaisa, I don't know. Not so sure. I think I might have asked Rabbi Bari. I don't think he was necessarily Mekel on that. That's all Pasha, though, just Mekel, because. But that's an interesting shayla. Okay, so this is. I'm glad we spent another extra shear. Right, I mean, we went to 10:40 now, so the shteisach we couldn't have got it in last time. So it's. Plus we would have gone to 12 o'clock next time. Okay, so now we have somewhat of an understanding of a little bit more of these inyanim. And Bez Hashem Monday, we should continue.